We're now in Chodesh Elul. The most famous of the Rimazim of Elul, the Rashi Tevot, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li, the second most famous Remez, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, is Ish L'Reyehu U'Matanot L'Evyonim. Both of these are said over in the name of the Arizal. Conventional wisdom has it that in that second Rashi Tevot, Ish L'Reyehu U'Matanot L'Evyonim, the stress is on the last two words. Matanot L'Evyonim. That just as Elul is Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, just as it's a time of intimacy with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, tshuva, tefillah, so also it's a time of tzedakah, matanot le'evyonim. And we looked into the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and that's how he quotes it. Remez l'shlosha devarim, shehim tshuva, tefillah, u'tzedakah, shetrichim lehizdareis b'yamim eilu. However, the altar of Kelm understood differently. He put the stress on the first two words, on ish l'reyehu. The altar of Kelm had a base medrash in Kelm, called the Talmud Torah. And every Rosh Chodesh Elul, he would put a note on the door of the Talmud Torah. And this note stated, I'll just translate it into English, that the avoda of Elul, that's not English exactly, that the avoda of Elul is to create an am. The avoda, the main theme of Elul, is to try and create a nation. The whole concept of Rosh Hashanah is that of Malchiyot. Nachon, that there are three themes in Rosh Hashanah. Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. But the theme which is linked in the bracha of the Birkas Kedushas Hayom is that of Melech al kol ha'aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. Malchiyot is a coronation. A coronation is that of a king. You can't have a king without a nation. V'rov am hadras melech. The larger, the stronger the nation is, the more powerful, the more meaningful is the coronation. The Rav Zatzal pointed out that we define ourselves as a nation with two different nouns. We speak about an Am Skula, and we speak about a Goy Kadosh. Two phrases for the concept of nationhood. Goy and Am. Goy represents a conglomeration of individuals. Gviya. Gviya is a body. A lot of bodies that are put together, everyone being very, very specific. The Am represents the Im, that which connects, that which unifies, the glue that holds it all together. And the Alter stress that this is the avoda of Elul, Ish L'Reyehu, in order to create a framework for a coronation, for Malchiyot, one has to create an Am. It's well known that the Arizal introduced a preface to all Birkos HaMitzvah. L'shem Yichud Kudsh Berichu, U'shkintei, B'dechilu, U'rechimu, L'yachet Shem Yudhei, B'vavhei, B'yichud HaShlim, B'shem Kol Yisrael. And then, Hareini Muchan HaMezuman, to do whatever particular mitzvah we're about to introduce with the bracha. L'shem Yichud, we have over here a series of very binding connections. These binding connections accompany our mitzvah. We link together Yichud Kudsha and Brichu. We link together the transcendent and the immanent parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We link together Kudsha Brichu Ushkinte, the Nesina, the Kabbalah, the Dukhra, the Nukva. We link together Dechilu Urechimu. We link together Yira and Ahava. We link together Yudhei and Vavhei. We bring together all of the worlds, all of the Olamot, Olam Haza, Olam Haba, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, all it's linked together by Yichud HaShlim. All of these contrasting elements are being united in an ultimate unity. But what's B'Shem Kol Yisrael? Self Kol Self, I'm the one who's doing the mitzvah. I'm the one who's sitting in the sukkah. I'm the one who's going to eat the matzah. I'm the one who's going to count Sfirat Ta'omer. It's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me and my Yichud, my Dechilu and my Rechimu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Yichud, Kudsha Brichu, Shkinte, Yudhei, Vavei. That's the Yichud. What is this B'Shem Kol Yisrael? The Ari over here is pointing out an axiom. An axiom that relates to the essence of our being. Every Jew was created as a Tzelem Elohim. Every Jew was created as a Shutaf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tikkun HaOlam, or as Senator Lieberman expanded, Tikkun HaOlam B'Malchut Shekai. And this Tikkun HaOlam takes place via a Tikkun Atzmi. First, I'm attacking myself. Via being attacking myself, I'm automatically being attacking the Olam. The whole Olam is one big Shi'ur Koma. The whole Olam is built on the framework of man. When man, with his Shasa and his Ramach, when man takes the Taryag Mitzvos and applies them to himself, he becomes Mitukan, the world becomes Mitukan. But who can do Taryag Mitzvos? Some mitzvahs can only be done by a Kohen. Other mitzvahs can only be done if you own land in Eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs that require the Beis HaMikdash. So how can we be metakein ourselves? And if we can't be metakein ourselves, how can we be a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shutfim? How can we metakein the entire creation? How can we metakein all of Bria? This is what the Ari pointed out. B'shem Kol Yisrael. That if my mitzvah links into the mitzvah of every other Jew throughout the generations, then my mitzvah can be metakein myself totally. Namely, it's not just me. It's B'shem Kol Yisrael. I'm part of a much greater whole. I'm part of a much greater unity. There's also a yichud over here, a yichud ashlim of Klal Yisrael, and via that yichud ashlim, I can perform my function in life, and Klal Yisrael are raised, the entire world is raised, l'takein olam b'malchut shakai. That's why many of you know that the Arizal instituted in the Sidur a Kabbalah, that we take upon ourselves every morning, Hareini mekabel alai mitzvat va'ahavta l'reyecha kamocha. There's no way that I can be mekayim mitzvos with Klal Yisrael unless I feel part of Klal Yisrael. There's no way that I can do that without forethought. There's no way that I can do it without psyching myself to believe that this is the reality that I want to exist. In a previous Gilgul, when I was still a student in the yeshiva, before I went to Eretz Yisrael, I served as an assistant to Rav Sif Shlita in the kollel of the Mechina program that was held in Camp Morasha. One of the Mechina students is currently a Shoal Meshiv in one of the most prestigious yeshivas in Yerushalayim. And he came to visit me last year, and he told me, don't think that the Ari came to this on his own. This idea is already found in the Perush of the Radvaz on the Rambam. The Radvaz was the Rebbe of the Rebbe of the Ari. The Radvaz was the Rebbe of Rabbi Tzalal Ashkenazi. Rabbi Tzalal Ashkenazi was the Rebbe of the Ari. This is something that the Ari interpreted. This is something that he received, the Kabbalah, from his Rebbe's Rebbe. What's the context over there of the Radvaz? Very, very fascinating. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim in Perek Beis speaks about a unique power of Beis Din. Beis Din has the power to create a hora'at sha'ah. We know that a Navi can make a hora'at sha'ah. Eliyahu can bring a korban on the Carmel, even though the Beis HaMikdash is existing in Yerushalayim. But Beis Din also has that power. And the Rambam writes, V'cheinim ra'u l'fi sha'ah, l'vatel mitzvat aseh, o la'avor al mitzvot lo ta'aseh, kidei l'hachzir rabim l'dat, o l'hatzil rabim Yisrael mil'hi kashel b'dvarim acherim, Osim l'fi masha hasha'at tzricha. Beis Din can suspend mitzvahs in order to be able to preserve the Torah. And then the Rambam gives a mashal. Mashal ma hadavar doma kishem sherofe chotech yado o raglo shel ze kedei sheyichye kulo. Just as is the concept of a surgical amputation to save a patient, kach Beis Din morin bizman min hazmanim la'avor al miktzat mitzvot l'fi sha'ah. This is a surgical spiritual amputation. Comes only Radvaz and says, this Rama makes no sense unless we're going to make two assumptions. Assumption number one is that all mitzvos are intertwined. All mitzvos are part of one body. When I'm cutting off a mitzvah, I'm cutting off a part of a body. I'm surgically amputating a part of a body. But then the Radvaz continues with a second assumption. And I'll read his language. Ein ha-mashal hazet sodek, אלא אם כן אנו רואים את כל ישראל כאילו הם גוף אחד. ואף על פי שגופים מחולקים הם, כיוון שנשמותיהם ממקום אחד חוצבו, הרי הם כגוף אחד, כי הנשמה היא העיקר. The Radvaz says that this round makes no sense unless not only are we going to bring all mitzvahs together as one body, we're going to bring Klal Yisrael together as one body. And even though physically Klal Yisrael may be gviot in different bodies, however, essence, the essence of Klal Yisrael is the neshama, and it's all one neshama. It all comes from the same source. It's all achelok eloka mima'al. Once one makes those two assumptions, then the Rambam can write that which he writes. And this is the Ari. This is B'Shem Kol Yisrael. And this is the mitzvah asay. Hareini mekabel alai l'kaye mitzvah asay. Shel v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. And this is the avoda of Chodesh Elul. This is what the Altar of Kelm was saying. This is the Ish l'reyehu. To create an Am. To create an Im. To merge spiritually. Ki ha'neshama hu ha'ikar. Becoming one Am Skula. While remaining, and this is a challenge, while remaining a Goy Kadosh. To be able to maintain one's individuality, here President Joel already stole my thunder, to be able to maintain one's individuality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Klal Yisrael as Shvatim. Shvatim, when you think about it, clearly Reuven is not Levi, and Yehuda is not Binyamin. Each Shevet with its own personality, each Shevet with its own perspective, but glued together, all surrounding the Mishkan, all surrounding the Mikdash, all being simultaneously a Goy Kadosh and an Am Skula. Nowadays, we have modern-day Shvatim. We have Sfaradim, and we have Ashkenazim, we have Haredim, and we have modern centrist Orthodox, we have Shalavim, and we have Yisodei HaTorah, we have Ramaz, and we have MTA. These are Shvatim. We have those who daven with jackets and hats, and we have those who daven with shirts and slacks. But this is Klal Yisrael. This is Klal Yisrael. This is that which the Ari spoke about, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. This is Hareini Mekabel Olai Mitzvas Asei, Shel V'Yahavta L'Reyacha Kamocha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us all to be glued together by the Mishkan, by the Mikdash, by the Beis HaMedrash, while respecting the fact that we are all Shvatim. The Ramban writes in his Igeret, this is a plug for tomorrow, the Ramban writes in his Igeret, V'kasher takum min ha-sefer, t'chapes ba'asher lamadeta, im yesh ba'davar asher tuchal l'kayimo. Every time you finish learning, anytime you finish studying any sugya, any subject, you could check how you can turn that into practical halacha l'maisa. What are the halacha l'maisa ramifications of the sugya that I just learned? Practically, to take that which we spoke about in the name of the altar, in the name of the Ari, in the name of the Radvaz, I would suggest the following. That each of us try to relate sincerely, with respect and with kindness, to someone who looks different from us, someone who has a different background. And every day during Elul, namely you have another 29 days, another 29 days, make 29 acquaintances. Introduce yourself to someone who you don't know at all. Exchange your contact information. Tell him that you'd like very, very much to be of assistance in any way which is possible, and create an Am. Berov Am Hadras Melech. This is the way that we prepare ourselves for the Malchiyot of Rosh Hashanah. I'd just like to conclude with a story, which, to the best of my knowledge, is a true story. And it goes back, some 29 years, 31 years, actually. In 1980, the U.S. Olympic hockey team won a gold medal. Namely, that means that they beat the Russians. It means that they beat the Canadians. A group of amateur college students beat the most trained professionals in the world. It was so amazing that a movie was produced, and the name of the movie is Miracle. As an aside, from my perspective, a miracle is Kriyas Yamsuf. Or, if you want to, a miracle is 100 rockets landing in the south of Israel, and Baruch Hashem, no one being killed. That's a nice, that's a miracle. But everyone has their own perspective as to how to define a miracle. But it was clearly amazing. Amazing news. Like Americans say, really amazing. Okay, it was really amazing. Okay. It was amazing. And the story behind the victory really took place a few months before the Olympics. That the team got together and the coach asked everyone to introduce himself. And he asked everyone three questions. What's your name? So the fellow answered, my name is Greg Smith. Where are you from? I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. Who do you play for? I play for University of Wisconsin. Then he introduces John Harris. John Harris says he's from West Virginia, and he plays for Duke. And so it goes one after another. The team played against Norway. They had a practice match, and it was a 3-3 tie. That's the way the story goes. It was a 3-3 tie, and the coach thought that his team didn't put everything that they had into the game. And so he brought them back on the ice after the game, and he did what was called skate suicides. Namely, he had them skate up to a quarter of the rink, stop suddenly, move back to the beginning. Skate up to half the rink, stop suddenly, back to the beginning. Three quarters, back to the beginning. The entire rink, back to the beginning. And then when they finished, he said, again. And when they finished, he said, again. And when they finished, he said, again. And this kept going on until the manager of the rink simply turned off the lights and he went home, and they're still skating again, again. The skaters are slowly collapsing on the floor out of exhaustion. And all of a sudden, you hear one voice. Fellow calls out, my name is Mike Arizona. And then takes another breath and says, I'm from Winthrop, Massachusetts. And the coach asked him, and who do you play for? And he says, I play for the United States of America. The coach said, thank you, gentlemen. They went back to the locker room, and they won the gold medal in the Olympics. I think everyone understands the Musar Haskel. But we have to understand that it's not so pashut. The Yaffa Eliyahu, in her Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust, interviewed the Beluzeva Rebbe for many of his stories. And one of the stories he tells is just so sad. Everything about the Holocaust is sad, but this story is like really sad. He said that in the camps, in the camp that he was in, at some point, all the Jews got together and began to help one another. The people who hadn't talked to one another before the war, the Bundes didn't speak to the Mizrahi, and the Mizrahi didn't speak to the Aguda, and neither of them spoke to Stam secular Jews. All of a sudden, they all got together. They all lived together. They all spoke together. They helped one another. So this is the suicide skating. When you have Yisurim, then all of a sudden you realize what's reality. You're able to define that which is real, and that which is really you, and that which really counts. Then the Beluzeva Rebbe continued that there was liberation. Baruch Hashem, there was liberation. But he said 3 days after liberation, already this was the barracks of the Bundes, and this was the barracks of the Mizrahi, and this was the barracks of the Aguda, and that was the barracks of someone who didn't fit in here and here and here. And he cried. He said, we don't learn. You need Yisurim. But that's the challenge. The challenge is to be able to get to a B'Shem Kol Yisrael. The challenge is to be able to get to V'Ahavta Re'acha Kamocha without the Yisurim. Why do we need the Yisurim? I think that almost everyone here, not everyone, I realize not everyone was in Israel, although I like to think that way. But I think that probably there are many here who had a wonderful year or two in Kerem B'Yavne. But that doesn't identify you. there are those here who had a wonderful year or two in Yesodei HaTorah, but that doesn't identify you. Those who are in MYP, or in BMP, or in Machina, or in IBC, that doesn't identify you. Gedalia Finkelstein, Five Towns, I play for Kol Yisrael. David Miller from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Tibaneh V'Sikonein, I also play for Kol Yisrael. Thank you, gentlemen.